For decades, Dennis Egan's voice has been one of the most recognizable in Southeast Alaska.
I can handle Juno fairly well. I just got a permanent handicap sticker, so that makes it helps. That got me set.
Long before he was appointed to the state senate or elected Juno's mayor, Egan was a regular fixture on KINY's airwaves. That period came to an end when he and his partner sold the station in 2008. Now, the Egan era of Alaska politics is ending, too.
It's the little things. You don't know how much you miss them. And friends I've made, and it's really tough, really tough. It's the end of a couple of eras.
Doctors diagnosed Egan with multiple sclerosis in 1982. Now 70, he says complications have caught up. He has severe vertigo, which makes it difficult to travel by boat or plane, something necessary to get around his southeast district.
My brain is still functioning fine. Well, a few of my staff doesn't think so, but, you know, that's working, but it's my health that's just driving me crazy.
Egan is not endorsing a successor right now, but he says there are plenty of people in the region who can represent his constituents as well or better.
As long as they remember, no matter if you were an R or a D, doesn't matter. You got to be a people person. You have to get along. You have to listen to the other side. You may hate it, you may not like it, but you have to give folks the courtesy of listening.
That advice comes right out of the family playbook. His father was Bill Egan, a longtime member of the Alaska Territorial Legislature and the first state governor. Growing up in the governor's mansion, Dennis Egan would get into all sorts of trouble, resulting in well-earned comparisons to Dennis the Menace. But those early years were also formative. He learned at the feet of his father and other legends of Alaska history.
In two sentences, you know where he stands on something.
That's Christopher Clark. He's a longtime legislative aide and former reporter who first met Egan while working at KINY. He later worked for him in the Capitol.
And that directness, I think, is what people find endearing, as well as the way he talks. And, you know, that old, salty, gruff, old Alaska stuff.
Clark says Egan's directness and humor are what make him an effective leader.
If he's polite to you, run like hell. If he's yelling, cussing at you, then you're in. It's okay. And that's kind of like old Alaska. It's that old affability.
Egan's career in the legislature began in 2009. Juneau Senator Kim Elton, a Democrat, had resigned to accept a position in the U.S. Department of the Interior. Republican Governor Sarah Palin and Democratic legislators initially couldn't agree on a replacement. Egan was the compromise. Former APRN reporter Dave Donaldson retired in 2012 after covering the Alaska legislature for more than 20 years. He said Egan's appointment really came down to one thing.
And the fact is that people like Dennis Egan. They always have liked him, and they still do. And it's just one of those things that nobody found any fault with that idea whatsoever.
Donaldson chalks part of that up to Egan's former life as a radio DJ. The man loves to talk and is good at it. But he says Egan also grew up in a forgotten era of Alaska politics.
Dennis Egan is probably as close as any to the old school deal maker. And that's just because, again, back because of his personality. He knew how to talk to people. The problem is there are so few people now who are willing to listen. And that's really the sad part of Alaska politics right now.
That's one thing Egan will tell you he won't miss, along with the long hours and marathon legislative meetings. He worries that the days of political compromise are ending. He says reaching across the aisle used to be a regular part of the process, not just a tactic. That's how he pulled off one of his proudest accomplishments, securing full funding for the Father Andrew P. Kashaveroff State Library, Archives, and Museum that opened in 2016.
I really respect the other side. And because of that, the other side respects me. I mean, I'm a lifelong Democrat, but I vote with Republicans every now and then, and Republicans help me. But it's got to work that way, or nothing gets done.
He believes his colleagues have Alaska's best interests at heart. They just need to find the way to work together.
Everybody in this building is trying to do their constituents better. Senate averages about 35,000 constituents. House members average, 17,500 or something like that. And But everybody is trying to do what they think is best for their constituents.
Egan says he plans to stay involved post-retirement. He serves on numerous volunteer boards and will remain active in the Juneau community. Beyond that, his priorities are clear. He's not going anywhere.
I'm going to croak here. And I got a lot of Alaska Airlines mileage, so the grandbabies can come see me.
In Juneau, I'm Madeline Baxter.